Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I want to state at the outset, in order to be brief, that I support the comments that many of my colleagues have made with regard to concerns about the increases in the loan limit and the stimulus package and the need for us to move forward with full GSE reform legislation, primarily to assure that we have a strong independent regulator. I just want to highlight two issues, and then I will look forward to working with the witnesses. First, one of the areas that I believe we need a lot more evaluation and debate on and vetting is an evaluation of the comparative strengths and weaknesses that exist between affordable housing goals, affordable housing programs, and an affordable housing fund. Fannie and Freddie have affordable housing goals. The federal home loan banks have an affordable housing program. And the House passed GSE reform legislation would establish a new housing fund with goals. I think that we need to look at the, and by the way, the most recent GSE reform legislation from this committee did not have the housing fund, but I know there is now a very strong concern for including one. Although I don't think there's much disagreement about the need to reaffirm the government-sponsored enterprise's mission with regard to affordable housing, there is still a lot of debate about how this can best be accomplished. And specifically, we need to determine what's the appropriate amount of resources that should be allocated to these affordable housing issues, and who should allocate the funds, and how these funds should be best spent. I think that's a very critical issue as we move forward in with regard to this legislation. Another issue that I want to revisit is the question of the combining of the regulatory authority of all housing GSEs. I note that in Assistant Secretary Nason's testimony, he reaffirms the position that the Federal Home Loan Bank should be included in the GSE reform and that we should have one independent regulator. I'm going to be interested in evaluating the structural differences between Fannie and Freddie and the Federal Home Loan Bank system to determine how we would accomplish that and still achieve the necessary purposes and objectives that we have for both of the different types of systems that we have to deal with there, and whether it is the right decision for us to move to one combined regulator for all.